Hello, and welcome to week 53 of the Journey to Wholeness. This is going to be another opportunity for you to become whole through God's holiness. The theme of this week is going to be something that you and I can both become very proud of and can set for ourselves a goal for our future and for our life. This week's topic is self-control puts God in control. This is very, very interesting because it's going to get to you a point of where you and I realize that if we really want God to be in control of our life, we first must get to the point of self-control. This week's Anchor of Wholeness is extravagance breeds a lack of self-control. Be a good steward over what God has given to you, and you will avoid the emotional pressures of lacking provision. It's important for you to understand that I'm not just talking about finances. In this case, I'm talking about how you began to live your life in self-control in all areas. Stewardship has more to do with the way you present the gift, talent, emotions, thoughts, and abilities that God has given to you. It's not just money, and I want you to really realize that as we begin to walk through this concept of temperance or self-control. Well, I found that it is best stated that this is one of the real successions of divine power being a part of our life. There were 8 very clear components that you and I would need to get to the point of actually being whole in the Lord spiritually. And so these 8 components are found actually in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3-8. I would like for you to just kind of revisit this scripture. Perhaps you've seen it a lot in the past and you've seen it over and over again, but now I want you to actually pay attention to what's happening so that you will now get a better picture of what self-control will mean as you conclude your life and make plans for your future. Now, let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3-8. I'm going to be reading the New Century Version, and it has a very interesting approach to it that I think will help us to hone in on what it is that we're trying to learn in this point of our journey. Verse 3 of 2 Peter, I'm going to begin reading 3-8. It says, Jesus has the power of God by which he has given us everything we need to live and serve God. We have these things because we know him. Jesus called us by his glory and goodness. Through these, he gave us the very great and precious promises. With these gifts, you can share in being like God, and the world will not ruin you with its evil desires. Because you have these blessings, you do your best to add these things to your life. To your faith, add goodness, and to goodness, add knowledge, and to your knowledge, add self-control, and to your self-control, add patience, and to your patience, add service to God, and to your service to God, add kindness for your brothers and sisters in Christ, and to this kindness, add love. If all of these things are in you and are growing, they will help you to be useful and productive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful that is for you and I to really get to the point of understanding the 8 components of what we need and that were given to us to help us to have self-control and to help us live in a point where we are free from emotional pressures and ready to move ahead because we will lack nothing. All of our provision will be there as we grow in these components. Well, let's look a little bit more in detail about this, about how self-control puts God in control. In verse 3 and 4, Peter gives the formula for escaping calamities. and by walking in the divine power that we have. So he gives us two ways. He's going to give us a formula for escaping and the solution and tips for walking in the divine power that we have. Now, this backdrop of this scripture gives us guidelines for life and for godliness. It's going to be really important that you understand that if you want to be whole and if you want to complete the journey, you're going to have to use the guidelines presented here for your life. This assertion of looking at this divine power as a gift of God is best realized when we begin to add the components onto our lives. It suggests that it is a growth process. It suggests that you have the capacity to become better in several areas of your life. And so here, I'm going to suggest to you that there are 8 key areas of wholeness and 8 key areas in your life where you can become involved in promoting the principles of wholeness. The first is faith. Really, do you have a sense of faith not only in God, but in yourself, believing that everything that you need God has given to you? Then what about virtue? Is it the way you think and your goals? Are they upward or onward? And what about knowledge? Do you take the time to actually study the Word of God? And not only that, to study, to improve yourself in life. For the more that you know, you become more comfortable in realizing that you are a victor. Then, what about temperance? Self-control. Your ability to know that you can actually get to the point where external situations, desires, materialism, and other persons' views of you will not be able to take away because you are self-controlled. Now, it doesn't suggest that you're not listening to what others say as help, but the point is you're not going to allow adversity and others' negativity to control you. You will be self-controlled because it is a gift of God. And what about patience? I think that in most cases, we have got to get to the point that you are willing to not put God on a timetable. So many times we pray and we ask God to give us a blessing, but then we turn around and we make the error of putting God on a timetable. We say to him, God, you do this for me, and I want it done by this time. Well, that's likely not the best way to get it done. Perhaps God is trying to teach you patience and teaching you to rest in him, knowing that in due season, if you faint not, you'll reap. And that due season is what you're going to learn to do in your area of wholeness and learning to be patient. What about godliness? Does your life reflect the image of Christ? And does it reflect God? And does your life actually exist because you're understanding God's role and God being in control? What about brotherly kindness? You know, that's going to be very important because the way you interact with others is going to determine how well you can be able to tap into the additional blessing that the Lord has for you. You have got to get to the point of knowing that your success and all of what you're intending to accomplish in life, including your wholeness, has to do with how you relate to others. And then finally, charity. Your ability to love yourself first. And then, of course, with that loving concern that you have for yourself, you're able to radiate it out through others. And so your wholeness is tied very much into your ability to love, respect, honor yourself, and walk firmly, successively in the process of growing and let these things be active in your life. Take a moment to understand how these items are operating in your life. The 8 principal component of your being able to allow God to grow in you helps you to become self-controlled, and when you are, in fact, you put God in control. Review your faith, your virtue, your knowledge, temperance and self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. I would suggest to you, as the scripture has, that these applications of these principles and these virtues in your life give you the power to increase your self-control because you are now letting God be in control. When you do that, your journey to wholeness is right on the horizon. Just remember that God is always in control. And the way to determine and to allow Him to be in control is through your self-control. Interesting paradox, but that's what it's going to take to be whole. To just remember that when you exhibit self-control, you put God in control as long as God is living in you. And so your journey to wholeness is just on the horizon. You are there because you know that you've worked through and you've come through the process of knowing that God is in control. He promised you wholeness, and if you take a moment to take the countless steps to reach out, you will be more than a conqueror. You will be victorious, and you will in fact have been successful on the victory journey. And so, be whole, be blessed, and I know that you'll be free to enjoy all that God has for you.